As an increasing number of people flee conflict-torn regions in Africa and the Middle East, many thousands are taking to boats to cross the Mediterranean. But it's a treacherous journey, and hundreds of asylum seekers are feared to have drowned in the last week alone. Even those who are rescued, many require medical treatment as a result of the cramped conditions they've endured on board the boats or due to injury that they've suffered before they've boarded the boats. Australian nurse Carol Nagy usually works as a nurse in the critical care unit at Calvary Hospital in Hobart. For the last 6 weeks, she's been working with Médecins Sans Frontières as medical team leader, giving assistance to asylum seekers. She's doing that work from a boat in the Mediterranean called the Phoenix, which is off the coast of Libya. I spoke with Carol Nagy on board the Phoenix a short time ago.
Thank you.
Carol, can you give us a sense of the numbers of people who are now trying to cross the Mediterranean to get to Europe?
Yes, on a daily basis when we're out off the Libyan coast, we come across anything up to four or five boats. Each boat can carry at times up to 600 people. On Sundays, when we at the peak of the boats taking off from the Libyan coast, there might be 6,000 people on boats in that area.
And that's just your boat, the Phoenix that you're on board, that's your boat coming across these, it's anywhere between 3,000 and 6,000 people every single day?
Our boat in particular, because we work under coordination from the Italian government, we are sent to separate areas. So the group of boats that go to respond to these vessels in distress are coordinated to go to different parts of the rescue zone. So, for example, the other day we came across two wooden boats, both having about 600 people on board, and a rubber dinghy that had about 150 people on board. So that would be a typical sort of scenario.
And when you find the boats, when you come across the boats, they're piled with asylum seekers. What state of health are the asylum seekers usually in?
They can be very dehydrated. They're very, very exposed to the sun. They're sitting out in the open for hours, maybe up to 15 hours. They suffer some traumatic injuries on board the boat. The bottom of the boats are often full of water mixed with fuel, so a lot of them have sustained chemical burns from the fuel seeping into their clothing. And they're extremely scared, often very motion sick. Some of them sustain traumatic injuries in Libya, so, you know, we might have people who have got recent gunshot wounds or big lacerations or injuries like this on board. And we often have quite pregnant women on board. You know, we've had women up to 8.5 months pregnant come onto the Phoenix, and 2-month-old babies, for example. So there's a whole range of problems for these people.
How long have they been on the boat typically before you find them?
It can be anything up to around about 15 hours sometimes. That would be a typical scenario.
So that's not such a long time on sea, but as you painted there, the conditions are pretty terrible. What state is a 2-month-old baby in often?
Remarkably very well. So luckily these people are sitting on the top deck of the boat. The people who are forced underneath in the below the platform on top of these wooden boats can succumb very quickly to asphyxia. And very recently, 2 days ago when we attended a rescue, unfortunately there were 52 people found dead in the boat that we attended to. And this was due to asphyxiation.
There's no doubt you're saving lives out there on the Mediterranean aboard the Phoenix, but it must be incredibly distressing work. How do you manage that? How do you process that day-to-day, week-to-week?
You sort of just get into it and, you know, you have to move very quickly, and there's quite a large number of people involved, and our role is to give them as much support and as assistance as we can. You know, these are the people who are traumatised, and it's our role to try and get them on board, make them feel safe, give them some water and some nutrition as soon as we can, and really create a safe, comfortable as possible environment for them while they're on board. So you just sort of get on with it, really.
And Carol, you mentioned that some of the people you come across have recent gunshot wounds and lacerations. What's happened to them? Where have they incurred those wounds?
Typically, we find that people are suffering really harsh conditions during their stay in Libya. You know, people are kept in detention in Libya. Some people have been for months in Libya waiting to get on the boat, and they're really subjected to more or less torture on a daily basis in some instances. There's, you know, it's quite a lawless situation apparently, and, you know, people have said to me that they've just been walking down the street and they've been shot at for no reason. There's, you know, young kids are carrying guns and they're being robbed at gunpoint in the street, and there's just no level of safety in Libya. It's quite a horrible situation by all accounts, and particularly young women, and there are quite a lot of young girls who are coming through, really very vulnerable in this sort of situation.
And typically, where have these people come from originally? Where are they fleeing?
These people are coming typically from countries like Eritrea, Sudan, a lot of people recently coming from Nigeria. We get people from Gambia, from Ghana, from Togo, a lot of Pakistanis on the recent vote, and a lot of Bangladeshis. And these people have been people who have been working in Libya for several years now and find themselves stuck and need a way of escape. But also countries like Cameroon, the Democratic Republic of Congo. On the last rescue, we actually had people from 20 different countries on board.
Carol, can I just ask you finally, you've been doing this work for a while now very intensely. You've worked for a long time in refugee camps too. Given what you've seen, given the huge human cost of this relatively short journey, do you think Europe should consider measures like the ones Australia has taken to completely shut down the dangerous sea route?
No way. And I think, you know, doing things like the Australian government is doing in turning back the boats is not a solution. This just moves the problem to another area, and it's not the answer. You know, people have a right to seek asylum, and we need to be looking more to encourage, put pressure on governments to open up safer routes for these people, not to turn them back.
Carol Nagy, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast. I appreciate your time.
Thanks very much, Fran. It's been a pleasure.
Carol Nagy is the medical team leader with Médecins Sans Frontières on board the Phoenix off the coast of Libya. She was speaking to us there via Skype.